Time for a few good minutes now with Jaguars left tackle Luke Jokel. First of all, how's the swing getting back into the season after having to spend so much time by yourself last year?
Yeah, you know, it's great to be back in the locker room. I mean, I was in the locker room last year, but with the team being a part of everything, you know, being out there fighting on Sundays, it's great to be out there, and that's what I'm here for, and I'm glad to be doing that again.
All right, let's start with our first topic, and it's mad. Give us a sense of your emotions as a player when things don't go right like they didn't on Sunday. How do you handle that?
You know, you got to, you know, there's a lot of emotions involved. You know, you're mad about it. You're kind of, you know, a little bit embarrassed about it. But, you know, you got to, yesterday we had to go and come in here and work and, you know, watch the film, fix things. And that's the biggest thing is just, you know, putting all emotions aside and going and fixing things and having a great week of practice and preparation this week.
It's an emotional game. Is it tough to put them aside?
Yeah, you know, football's an emotional game. It's a physical game, especially the position we play. We're hitting every single play, and, you know, emotion's a huge part of it. But, you know, your brain has to work to play offensive line, and, you know, it's hard to balance both of those things. But, you know, I think if you're at this level, you're pretty good at doing that.
Our next topic is communication, talk. And, you know, I've noticed you guys. The offensive line's a pretty close group. I mean, you laugh, you joke. You guys are serious when you have to be. How do you get to that unspoken level of communication where you know what Zane's doing, he knows what the guy next to him's doing? How long does it take you to get there?
You know, it takes time. It definitely takes experience. It takes, you know, multiple games playing with each other. But, you know, like Gus says all the time, we're in a race to experience and a race to maturity. And, you know, we don't have all the time in the world to, you know, make sure everything's gelling and everything's working perfect together. You know, we got to be in a race to get there. And, you know, that takes extra time in the film room, takes extra time out in the practice field. And, you know, we got to work on every single call, every single, you know, point, every single nonverbal thing in practice every single day, and that's how you fix it.
Zane is next, and you play next to Zane Beatles. The Jaguars went out and brought him in to play next to you. Give me a sense. He's a guy who played with Peyton Manning. He played in the Super Bowl. How much information can he share with you?
You know, a ton. He's got great experience. You know, he's not an old guy. You know, he's 27, I think, and this is his fifth year in the league, but, you know, he brings the most experience into our offensive line, and he's been a, you know, a huge asset for us, you know, with his leadership. And, you know, he's been in a Super Bowl, he's been to a Pro Bowl, and, you know, he's shared a lot of that knowledge with us, a young group, and, you know, he's been a great asset for us.
Is he the kind of guy, personality-wise, who can be whoever you need him to be? In other words, he can be that guy who's loose, like you mentioned, or when you have a Sunday that doesn't go very well, he's the guy that gets everybody focused.
Yeah, he definitely is that guy. You know, he, you know, we all were a little bit embarrassed after this last week, and, you know, we were a little disappointed with how we played for sure, and, you know, he definitely said things. I think other guys in the room said stuff too. You know, we can't let that happen again, and, you know, he's the leader of our group and in our offensive line in the meeting room, and, you know, we're all going in there, and we want to fix things. We got to have a great week of preparation.
Noise is next, and I'm not talking about crowd noise. There's so much noise, you know, through social media and the media. It's all around you. How do you shut it out? How do you focus without letting any of that stuff get to you?
You know, yeah, I don't. I'm lucky enough where I'm an offensive lineman, so I kind of just, it's a little bit easier to shut it all out rather than the quarterback and all that kind of stuff. You know, I just, you know, focus on my job. Don't ever, you know, I appreciate all the media does and everything, and for the fans.
That's a good answer, by the way.
Yeah, I don't ever read it. I don't ever look into it. You know, my dad will sometimes say he saw something like that. I'm just, yeah, it's cool, all right.
Well, but you're a young guy, and I mean, you've had a cell phone probably since you were in high school, and text and Twitter and all that. Is it just you're used to it? With someone like me, you know, I mean, it seems overwhelming because it's so new. It's just part of your life.
Yeah, you know, I'm used to text and all that, but I try to keep kind of an old school mindset a little bit. You know, I stay away from Twitter. I don't have a Twitter.
You're one of the few players in the locker room that doesn't.
Yeah, so I have an Instagram and Facebook, but I'm really not on that stuff very much. And, you know, I'm not posting things all the time. So I try to keep an old school, you know, mindset on and all.
That's probably not a bad thing. Do you know the difference between the pound sign and the hashtag? Well, see, it's a trick question because they're exactly the same. But for a guy like me, I keep saying pound sign AFGM. But our last topic is social, and it's hashtag AFGM if you've got a question for Luke. And you can imagine all the questions that I got when I threw out that I was going to talk to you. And the first one, just, and the only one, what's it like to, what's Johnny Manziel like in terms of to play with? Is the hype so overwhelming at times that you kind of got tired of it, or did you enjoy playing with him?
You know, I enjoyed playing with him. I played 1 year with him, and it was his Heisman winning year, and you know, throughout the season, it wasn't, you know, the crazy thing. It built as the season went, but after the Heisman, that's when it all exploded. And, you know, by that time, I was already out and, you know, going through the draft process and all that. So I didn't get the season of just craziness. But, you know, I enjoyed playing with him. He's a great competitor, and, you know, he was a great quarterback, and he was a winner for us. And so I love playing with him. Great guy, good friend. Still keep in touch with him. And, you know, best of luck to him in Cleveland.
And how's your twin brother doing, by the way?
He's doing good. You know, he's at TCU and enjoying life. You know, he's able to live a college life another year, so can't complain about that.
Luke, thanks for spending a couple minutes with us. A few good minutes. That's Luke Jokel. We'll see you next week here on Jaguars.com.